Irgendwo fällt es aus, oder?
I just want the tension. I think you could start it right now. S'appelle Petite Annonce Amoureuse. Sometimes we translate the song, say a song, a woman puts an ad in the paper looking for a man who's 5'3". And she gets a reply from a man who's 5'2".
He grows an inch, won't you?
She accepts because in the end she says, glass eye, I wouldn't lay anything. And the moral is in the chorus, it pays to advertise. Qui annonce?
Reçoit réponse, oh, qui demande en récompense.
Yes. So I guess she gets him in the end. Or he gets her, I'm not sure.
Called the Skip Rope Song that is on the McGarrigle Hour. Lily will sing the part that Andrew Lou Harris sang. Won't you, Lily? Thank you.
Almost free of charge.
Just have to buy her a couple of beers after the show. Some Tim Hortons donuts.
She doesn't mind the lower bunk on the bus. The upper bunk, we don't know, we're on top of my bus. I don't know which one's worse. I think it's the upper.
Thank you.
scared to make the rules, and we have all the fun, and we have all the fun.
Et le titre?
C'est là ou là,
Jean?
Le.
Le
titre.
Là?
Là.
Non, c'est la vache. Non. Le titre, la vache qui pleure. De notre disque. Viens justement de sortir. Tu triches, Michel. Tu triches. En tout cas, c'est une vache qui pleure. Tout simplement. Par le fromage. The crying cow. Cow cries because they take their calf away. The lyricist is Philippe Tatarchev.
Right, I think maybe his sister lives in Ottawa. I think his mama lived here for a while.
Yes, and the cow cries because they take away her calf. Every year, same old story. That's a little rap on the end. You kind of thought we were like the Maasai tribe. hates tuning.
Could be dangerous.
lyricist Philip Tatarchev has a sense of doom, gloom. No? Yeah. There's a line, this song, this next song, is Tant le monde. So many people. This poor planet.
Thank you.
chair, soon to be empty. The woman is running away.
And she's leaving somebody. We're not sure if it's a man or a baby. We're not, it's an Appalachian tune, like it could be either. Or she could be with a dog, I don't know. She's leaving a little pig that's in there. Chicken by the fire.
I think she's leaving the whole family.
The chicken, the baby, and the husband and the dog? I don't think she got very far. Shots rang out in the night. Through the hollers.
When I'm gone,
We're going to do another song and then have a short break. Does anybody know the signs down on the 401 called the ones for Mrs. McGarrigle's mustard? Has anybody
eaten her mustard?
Why did she just? Oh, okay. Well, she just used the name. But somebody in our van came up with a good idea. They thought we should put on a sausage. Mr. McGarrigle's sausage. We're trying to decide on the shape.
I don't think I'll be vegetarian. We'll market it with our records in the back of the hall.
The sausage and
everything. Actually, no, we were in Cambridge, England.
Remember that island? Cambridge, you know? And we went to a little fair, a little foire going on. And there was this gendarme from, what was she from, Switzerland?
I thought she was from France.
She said, Fondre des saucissons, combien sont des saucissons aussi? Des saucissons aussi, Anyhow, but we actually all bought sausages and we kept them for months. We had them like we were traveling all around. We hadn't got home and I looked in my bag and there was just sausages all over. Perhaps Madame can design us a sausage. What are we doing? Oh, yes. Right. This is also written by Philippe Tatarchev. This is one of his English songs. He was a farmer, a cultivateur, un éleveur de vaches in the canton de l'Est, in Quebec. And he. Used to milk his cows at midnight. Everybody else did it at 5 o'clock. Philippe, not quite the farmer type, even though he was Swiss. And he'd listen to the train late at night. As he'd be listening to the radio, and the train would go by as it was milking his cows.
Oh, we were fooling around with the song today, and we changed it. When Michel was a bad little boy and his parents didn't know what to do with him, the local priest in the village said maybe he could take piano lessons, and he paid for them for Michel. So now you're going to hear.
We'll see what they saw the L'Assomption. Okay, we'll see what they taught you. I don't think they thought you'd be playing this. It's possible. No. You're stressed. Don't worry. Just think of Bonsai, Le Bonsai. Play a Bonsai, McGarrigle. Le Bonsai. You're stressed. I don't know. Stress. Okay. Because I used to be on piano. Now I'm on guitar. We just move everything. We sing the same old songs. We just move the instruments. Watch out, Tom.
You better not move from your drums. How's it going?
Walking at the door.
only saved the best. An angel of complacency, she stretched me across the rack. Smiling laws of decency drove me off the track.
Walking out the door.
story. We learned it from the Bugs, who were a group in the 60s in New York, who took the melody, who translated it to French. We wrote the melody, and we put the English words back on. On our record, La Vache qui pleure, which is for sale, it appears in both Chandler's official languages. En tournesol, I was condemned to be solitary.
It's not me, it's Philippe Tavich. Our cheerful. This morning I woke up at the point, the crack of dawn, the point of no return. Philippe gets up very early. One day Anna called him and said, how did you sleep? He said, well, I didn't sleep too well last night. I got up a little early. And Anna said, well, what time? He said, 1:30. And he stayed up. He goes to bed at 7.
Fixé par le moment dans
for an old folk song. Sung by Joan Baez and Elvis Presley.
Thank you.
dredging up something else from the past, aren't we? Perhaps no explanation is necessary, other than the translator is somebody called Graham Allred from New Zealand, who now lives in Paris and translates everything that was ever written into French, all of Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, including this song, which was written by Melvina Reynolds.
Fuzz pedal?
Don't do that.
No. Fuzz.
Do young boys have peach fuzz now? This tuning I'm going into is actually, we call it a Peggy Seeger tuning, because Peggy Seeger taught this tuning to a friend of ours about 100 years ago. And then we met that friend many years later. And the friend had a kid brother with whom I used to go over in the songs about that kid. I just thought of that now. I just made that connection. The Edie Beale syndrome. Somebody's got to think about all this stuff. It's hard. It's a love song, and it's about an old boyfriend who mistook my daughter for me in school. I wonder who she mistook him for. Crazy old teacher. Don't think they have any relatives in this town. We have to every time, like, you know, we go, we go like, wait a second, hold on. Some glasses and a rider, backstage rider. Drugstore glasses.
No wonder it's been sounding like shit on that.
You're not allowed to say shit.
Yeah, that's right.
My daughter had some records actually she left behind. I bring them back to Montreal and I thought I'll put them on for sale for $10. There's four songs and thing, you know, and this kind of way. So we put a box of our records out, and I put hers up without really thinking about it. Then the guy came backstage and said, I'm sorry, we can't sell them. Because the title of the record is, it's written very small, and you can hardly see it, but it's Bloody Motherfucking Asshole. He said, we can't sell it.
Well, hey, I guess so, whatever. I just said, whatever.
To sell them on the back of the van. Sell them out of the toilet.
Which toilet?
I don't know. Set up in a toilet somewhere. I don't know.
Why would you want to do that?
She was not afraid, but she was
Festival once. We thought, we don't know any blues. We better learn one. So we went through our old records and found an old blues. It's by Blind Willie Johnson, who shows up in the blues series. Not him, but his voice does. And the personage in a Wim Wenders film.
What?
You're quiet tonight, Abby. I'm blinded by these lights. It's your brain. Do they fry your brain? Traveling down the white hair. Remember, it's not good. You get scalp cancer. At least you have hair.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
Rob, could you do the repeat at the end, please? This is a little surprise. Lily will take the first one and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what your cue is, right?
Thank you.
like to introduce everybody on stage to you. Les gens, présenter les gens. I would like to start by the far left over there on the fiddle, in the beautiful red shirt, and sometimes grace is Joel Zipkin. Next, we have the man in black on the drums, is Tom Gossage. Next to Tom on... Next to Tom on bass and guitar is Michel Pepin. Lovely, wonderful Lily Lankin. The lovely, wonderful Lily Lankin's father and my brother-in-law, Dane Lankin.
come home? Et on n'a jamais fait ça. On a fait ça dans le studio une fois. Ça a pris beaucoup d'argent. On s'est lavé les paroles. Pas ce soir. Ça n'a rien à faire avec Kitty, sauf c'est moi qui la chante.
Kitty, ça c'est le nom,
c'était mon nom.
Avant c'était Kate.
Mais après que c'était Catherine. Kitty, c'était entre
Kate et Catherine.
Et ça c'est
entre la jeunesse et la sagesse.
Thank you.
Western plains, rise above the rock.